Sir.
Hello, how are we doing?
Good. Ready for draft season.
Bro, it's draft season is the best season. No
Oh
cap.
yeah.
All
Can't wait
right.
for free agency too. So
Oh,
today, guys,
yeah,
we got
March.
mock draft 1.0 on the channel. We'll be doing these like once every, I don't know, week, every 2 weeks, as more news starts coming in, so we're excited. First one of the new year.
Yes, sir. All right, so we're gonna get this going. The order we're gonna do this is every five picks, is it right? Five picks. Each
Yeah,
person's
so we're
gonna
just gonna
say their
list off
five.
five picks and then we'll
Yeah.
talk about it. Next person will
All right.
go. And today we got a special guest, Owen.
I'm
Yes,
back.
sir.
Hey, he's ready for draft
You're gonna
season,
hear,
bro.
draft expert Owen Zuhl.
Analysis
Yep.
expert. All right. I will go first on my five. All right. I don't even know if we need to say the Jaguars pick. It's going to be Trevor Lawrence. They're not committed to Gardner Minshew. They're going to get Lawrence, and he can either be a bust or he can be the next Tom Brady. Hopefully, he's the next Tom Brady. Next up, over controversy, who it should be next for the Jets? I have them going Zach Wilson. I feel Zach Wilson is the second best quarterback in the draft class. And the Jets don't like Darnold. I know he hasn't been given the best weapons, but he hasn't been playing well. I feel that his time has ended in New York and that they're going to start off with a new quarterback. They got the new coach, Robert Saleh, who I feel is going to lead the team to a right way. And I feel Zach Wilson's the pick here. Next up for the Miami Dolphins, I have them going Ja'Marr Chase from the Houston Texans pick. The reasoning behind this, you look at their wide receiving core. They have a great tight end in Mike Gesicki. Gesicki played it well last year. They also have, Devontae Parker playing pretty well. But other than that, the list kind of drops off pretty fast. And if they, last year, I remember so many of the receivers and tight ends were injured. It's very hard for them to move the ball towards the end of the season. If they can get another receiver like Ja'Marr Chase, that's going to change their offense and it'll help out whoever the starting quarterback is. If it's going to be Tua, which it most likely will be, I feel having two solid receivers on the outsides will really help him elevate his game and develop better. With the Atlanta Falcons pick here at number four, I have them going Justin Fields. Their team is not looking good at all. I feel like it's time for them to go into a rebuild, even though they're trying to deny it by saying we won't trade away Julio and all this. Picking Justin Fields here is the right pick. Not every day do you have a draft class with so many good quarterbacks in it. Getting Justin Fields with this pick would help start the rebuild. With the lack of picks they have and all that money they give old players, it's a good start. My fifth pick, I have the best lineman in the draft. Penei Sewell going to the Cincinnati Bengals. Burrow was getting shredded up by their terror by all of the lines last year. And if they could get a good, solid tackle, I feel they could do well. They're going to start being able get they're going to be able to start throwing the ball downfield to all the weapons that he has. And I'm pretty sure even though they have drafted some tackles in the past, if they can get to if one of the other ones can step up like Jonah Williams and they have two solid tackles, this team could start going in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you hit the nail on the head with the Trevor Lawrence pick. I agree with you with the Zach Wilson pick. I think it's pretty good. One pick that interested me was the Falcons pick with Justin Fields. That's a pretty good fit. But I guess I'll go unless Owen, you have something to say. All right,
Nope.
number one, obviously Trevor Lawrence. Enough said. I don't think I need to go in any more depth. Number two, I do have Zach Wilson going to the Jets. Unbelievable arm talent. And teams are drafting for that Patrick Mahomes upside. Not saying he has that, but he has the mobility. He has incredible arm talent, great accuracy. One red flag with Zach Wilson is he only had one game where, A, the competition was good and, He was getting pressured a lot. And he really had no help, and just the entire, you know, sky was falling on him. And that was against Coastal Carolina, ranked opponent. And, you know, when you're scouting players, you like to see, especially quarterbacks, you like to see what happens when the pressure's on them, you know. And I think Zach Wilson did well enough. They ultimately did lose that game. But, you know, I mean, he put BYU on the map again, so... I think he's well deserving of this pick. And for the Jets, you know, you can just get younger, cheaper at quarterback. And when's the next time you're planning on getting a second overall pick in the draft? For the Dolphins, I agree with George. I have Ja'Marr Chase going to the Dolphins. As George mentioned, weapons, weapons, weapons. You just have to surround Tua. There's talk about them getting Aaron Jones a free agency, and that would be a killer offense. To surround Tua with, because obviously he struggled last year. But Ja'Marr Chase is, I think, hands down the best receiver in this class. He had a better season than Devontae Smith last year, but because Joe Burrow had the best season ever by a collegiate athlete, he won the Heisman. So, but Ja'Marr Chase has incredible, you know, he's not a blazing speed guy. I'll probably run a 4.5. But he's, you know, 6'1", incredible ball skills, great route runner. So I think that's a really good pick. For the Falcons, I have Trey Lance going from North Dakota State to the Atlanta Falcons. And honestly, I think this is a great fit for the Falcons. Cam Newton upside, you know, didn't play against a ton of competition, and I think a little immature, well, not immature, but not mature enough. He hasn't, you know, brought all his talents together and to achieve that upside. So, you know, sit behind Matt Ryan, one of the best gunslinger QBs of the 2010s. So I think it's a really good fit. He can sit for a year or two. And again, the Falcons, when's the next time you're planning on picking fourth overall? And then finally, out of this top five, rounding it off with Penei Sewell to the Cincinnati Bengals, the best offensive lineman prospect since Quinnen Nelson. He can play tackle. He can also play guard. He'll be a Pro Bowl guard day one. But I think he's a generational talent at tackle.
All right. So with my five picks, number one, I have obviously Trevor Lawrence. They're not going to pass up on this. It does sad me that Gardner Minshew's time is done in Jacksonville. Hopefully he stays there as a backup. But, yeah, Trevor Lawrence, huge upside. Nothing really that, like, stands out that concerns me about him. But, yeah, number two, I have Penei Sewell. I don't really see the Jets getting much better with a quarterback selection here. I think the best option for them is to go O-tackle here. Or I know the Texans are saying that they want to keep – Deshaun Watson there. Obviously, he doesn't want to be there, but they keep saying they want to keep him there. If they can make a deal with the Texans, I feel like they should go and pull the trigger, because I just don't see this football team getting better with a pick like Zach Wilson or Justin Fields. So I have Penei Sewell going here, but I would like to see them make a trade. Number three, I have Ja'Marr Chase going here. I really like this pick for the Dolphins. 6'1", 208. Like you said, Andrew, not the fastest guy, but he gets the job done. I feel like at this point, you just got to surround Tua. I know people criticized him after his rookie year because he got pulled a lot in the fourth quarters for Fitzpatrick, but I think he just needs more time to mature. Number four, I have the Atlanta Falcons taking Zach Wilson. Who's the new coach for the Falcons? Arthur Smith.
Yep.
I feel like this team next year, without taking Wilson here, could get by and maybe squeeze into the playoffs. I feel like people are freaking out a little too much about them, but I do have them going Wilson here. I do want to see a lot of trades happen in the draft, but I have them going Wilson here. Some things do concern me about Wilson. He is a bit of a one-year wonder. He hasn't really had much competition in college. And I feel like he holds on to the ball a little too long. And then at number five, I have the Cincinnati Bengals taking Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle, 6'4", 315. I do see Penei Sewell maybe going here if the Jets – I mean, the Jets probably won't take Sewell, but because I want them to make a trade here, but I do have them going O-tackle, whether that be Sewell or Slater.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
all right.
Yeah.
I like the picks. You can go.
The only one I would like disagree with is the Jets, but again, you know, if they swing a trade for Deshaun Watson, and if the Dolphins or the Jets are interested in Deshaun Watson and they're offering all three first round picks that they have the next 2 years, all the other teams are screwed. So
that's facts, yeah. All right, who wants to go first for 5 to 10? I'll go last, obviously. Just put it back. Okay.
I'll go.
Do you want to go, AG?
All right, so at 6, the Philadelphia Eagles are on the clock. I have them going Kyle Pitts, new head coach Nick Caserio, was offensive coordinator for the Colts last year. You know, we saw them, you know, he develops tight ends very well. And, you know, he just – He would load the field with tight ends, whether it be Jack Doyle, Mo Alie-Cox, or Trey Burton, and they had a very versatile role in that offense. And I don't see the Eagles hanging on to Zach Ertz. So you pair Kyle Pitts, who isn't really a tight end. He's more of a weapon. You can put him anywhere in the field, and he'll be successful in the slot, out wide, or at the end of the offensive line, going out for a pass. So him and Goddard, you know, do a future. One pick I wouldn't rule out here, though, is if they pulled the trigger on Justin Fields. You know, it doesn't sound like they're sold on Jalen Hurts. They just got rid of Carson Wentz. I mean, I wouldn't hate the pick, but it wouldn't be my first pick. I would rather have, like, an insane talent in Kyle Pitts, excuse me. 7, I have Detroit Lions going Micah Parsons, linebacker from Penn State. The Lions do run a 3-4. We saw them bring in Jamie Collins last year, and now you're just getting younger and better with this pick here. He can rush the passer. He can drop into coverage, and he's got crazy athleticism. He's not very good in coverage. You know, I mean, he's gets the job done, but he's not, you know, a lockdown linebacker. He can't play in the slot like some of the other linebacker prospects. You know, so that kind of does scare me a little bit, that, you know, a little iffy in coverage, but he's a great tackler. And as I mentioned, crazy athleticism, crazy upside. 8, this one's more of a controversial pick, but I do have the Carolina Panthers selecting Mac Jones, quarterback from Alabama. The rumors going around right now is Mac Jones doesn't fall past 8. I think he doesn't fall past 9. I think if he gets to the Broncos, they take him because they're not sold on Drew Lock at all. But you know, Matt Rhule was at the Senior Bowl talking to Mac Jones. It sounds like they really, really like him. He's one of the most accurate quarterback, if not the most accurate quarterbacks in the draft class. Doesn't have great arm strength. Can't really move. He does move around the pocket pretty well, but you know, if the pocket collapses, he's not going anywhere. So that does scare me. Wouldn't be my pick if I'm the Carolina Panthers, but it sounds like they're sold on a prospect like Mac Jones, and they're trying to push Teddy Bridgewater out the door. And as Owen mentioned previously about Deshaun Watson, you know, if they land Deshaun Watson, all this goes out the door. But as of right now, I think they take Mac Jones. 9, the Denver Broncos. I have them getting Caleb Farley. I think with the release of AJ Boye, I think it's a done deal, and that's one of the quarterback prospects. Zach Wilson or somebody falls here, one of the cornerbacks, Caleb Farley or Pat Surtain, goes to the Broncos. I have Caleb Farley. He's more athletic than Patrick Surtain, a little bit less physical, but he's got crazy speed. He's a former wide receiver. So, you know, I think this is a really good fit. You pair him with Michael Ojemudia, or however you pronounce it, who they drafted in the third round last year. So I think this is a really good fit for the Broncos, and they need to bolster up that secondary. Number 10, rounding out the top 10, I have the Dallas Cowboys selecting Pat Surtain the second, DB from Alabama. I think pairing him with Trevon Diggs is perfect fit. Very good in press coverage. He's a physical guy. Again, not the speediest guy, probably, you know, a 4 or 5 guy, but, you know, he plays faster than he is. One thing that kind of scares me is if he gets paired up against a bigger wide receiver. You know, we saw in the SEC championship, Kyle Pitts totally dominate Pat Surtain, just because he's so much bigger than him. You know, that kind of scares me a little bit. It's a little bit of a red flag, but Pat Surtain, super physical guy, and I think he's a perfect fit for the Dallas Cowboys.
Before we move on, I do want to go back to that Carolina pick. I feel like if they do go Mac Jones here, I don't really see them getting any better than when they have Bridgewater right now. I know Bridgewater is banged up a bit this year, but, I mean, I feel like the two most likely landing spots for Deshaun Watson are the Jets and Carolina. I think if Deshaun Watson goes to Carolina, they're a playoff lock team. If they go Mac Jones, like, I just don't see them here 5-11. I don't think any better than that. So I think that's just a huge mistake if they go
Mac Jones. Yeah, I mean, if they land Deshaun Watson, obviously they become instantly better, but they're trying to get rid of Teddy Bridgewater. He's making $21 million a year. If you can clear that cap, you know, you're set. You can make moves around Mac Jones. Mac Jones, you know, he's kind of a consolation prize to Deshaun Watson. Obviously, you'd like a guy like Zach Wilson to fall here. I think right now the Panthers would like Mac Jones a little bit more than Justin Fields, just because Justin Fields, you know, he doesn't possess the traits that, you know, you need in a struggling offense. I think he holds onto the ball too long, and his decision-making is a little iffy. You know, Mac Jones, I just feel like he'd be a good fit for this offense with guys like DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson around him. I mean, again, if I'm Carolina, I'm probably looking at linebackers, or, you know, if Kyle Pitts falls here, I'd really – pull the trigger on him. But I don't know. I just feel like with how everything's forming right now, I really don't believe Mac Jones falls out of the top 10 with how everything's going right now.
I just feel like it's a mistake for a team to be this like high on Mac Jones. Like, I mean, like that Alabama team last year was like their wide receiver core was insane. I just don't understand how, like, a team could have, like, pick him over. Like, I just don't see Devontae Smith going before him. But I don't know. I could see that happening. I just think it's a huge mistake. I'm not high on Mac Jones.
I came around to Mac Jones as a prospect. Like, originally, I didn't have him as a first rounder. And then you really look at how he plays. You look at his tape. And I'm not comparing him to Joe Burrow at all. But, you know, you see the rise Joe Burrow had last year. You see the rise that Mac Jones had this year. You know, it just, you know, I was being hypocritical, you know, saying that this guy is the consensus number one and this guy can't be a first rounder. You know, I mean, you know, just he has the accuracy to succeed. I don't know if he can get the ball past 50 yards down the field. That's a problem. But, you know, when you have weapons like DJ Moore, Christian McCaffrey, and Robbie Anderson, you know, and a defense like the Carolina Panthers are trying to build, I think it's a pretty good fit.
Yeah. George, you want to go next? Or should I think
George wanted to go last.
All right, I'll go here. Philadelphia Eagles, number 6 here. I have them going Micah Parsons. I feel like for the Eagles, there's many directions they can go here. I don't know if you said this, Andrew, but did you say something about them maybe taking a quarterback here?
I think Justin Fields is well within reach for them.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, at that point, they're just kind of turning into a quarterback factory, but I feel like Hurts is can get the job done at quarterback. Obviously, after all these trades they made, I mean, I don't even in the division they're in, I don't really see them contending for a playoff spot. I think Washington's going to be better than them next year. I think Dallas is going to be better than them next year. I think the Giants have a chance of being better than them next year. But so I have them going Micah Parsons here, but I could definitely see them.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm just like going back to the quarterback thing. I don't like Jalen Hurts. Like I could see them taking Justin Fields just because Jalen Hurts had like the lowest QBR from pocket. So like that's just a red flag. And as you mentioned, I agree with you. I don't think they're gonna be very good next year.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if you're an Eagles fan, you just buckle down and get ready for this rebuild. Number seven, I have the Detroit Lions going with Jalen Waddle. I don't know at this point. I don't think Galladay's coming back.
Yeah, so they could tag him, but
Feel like they could. But, I mean, then you get him for 1 year, and then he's gone after that. Jalen Waddle, I feel like he's a good replacement. Not as big. He's a bit on the smaller side, but I think Waddle's one of the most polished. I think he's one of the best receivers in this draft class. I think he has the chance to be better than Jamar Chase. But yeah, I have him going seven here. Number eight, I have the Carolina Panthers. Like I've said a lot, I think them or the Jets go out and get Watson. But in this, I have them going with Justin Fields. Justin Fields has slipped a lot. He went from the consensus, like, number two QB prospect to maybe going fourth from QBs, maybe five. I think people are overreacting a little too much about him getting stuck on the first read. Because if you go out and watch Zach Wilson, I feel like there's times Zach Wilson gets stuck on the first read, too. I think Justin Fields, he's very competitive. I think he's everything you could ask for in a quarterback, mobile. I think he's probably the second best quarterback in this draft class after Trevor Lawrence. I'm still pretty high on him. So I have him going number eight here. Number nine to the Broncos, I have Caleb Farley. I think it's either Caleb Farley or Pat Surtain going here. I have Surtain going 10, but I have Farley going nine here because I just think he's overall a better cornerback. I think he's a little bit bigger than Surtain. Mm-hmm. I think he's a couple inches tall, or 1 or 2 inches taller than him. So yeah, I have him going nine. And then Dallas, their defense is horrible. You have Dak Prescott coming back next season, most likely. I think that offense is going to be in a lot better shape when he comes back. So I have them going out and addressing their cornerback issue.
Yeah, and going back to Justin Fields, I think, like, you know, this draft class is loaded with quarterback talent. Like, in any other year, I think you'd see a guy like Justin Fields or Zach Wilson or even Mac Jones go first overall. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just a loaded class. Yeah. And I'm really excited to see.
Quarterbacks just keep getting better.
It all falls, and especially with the uprising of mobile quarterbacks in the NFL, I think that's like super important part of how the
game keeps evolving.
It's gonna be, I can't wait for April. It's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, like you got five quarterbacks that could change franchises in a matter of years.
Hello, all right. Sorry, guys, I lagged out there, but I'm back. With my picks next, 6 to 10, I have the Philadelphia Eagles going Micah Parsons. Now, I know Kyle Pitts would be a good pick here, seeming that Frank Reich has a West Coast offense. We saw what he did over there in Colts. With the Colts, he had a really good West Coast scheme. Played really well with all of his tight ends. But I think a bigger need for the Eagles is it's Micah Parsons, the linebacker. I mean, if you look at their linebacking core last year, it was the worst in the league. It was straight up terrible. If you can get a young talent like Micah Parsons to come in and kind of bring back that linebacking core and kind of rebuild it, I think that would be better idea than picking Kyle Pitts. And later on, there are also good tight ends who are there. They have Hunter Long, Kenny Yumboya. There's Pat Freiermuth. There's also, what's that Miami one? Brevin Jordan. All of these tight ends that could be picked later on that are very good. But right now, next up we have the Detroit Lions pick. They're in the same situation. They haven't been very good at drafting linebackers. So their linebackers right now, not good at all. They have, what's his name, Jared Davis and Tevay as their middle linebackers, both who are subpar. And if they could get an off-ball linebacker to really help out that linebacking core like Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, that could really help them out here. And I find it really good for them to kind of rebuild that linebacking core and first step to rebuilding that defense. Carolina Panthers, I know this is going to be very debatable pick, but I have been going Trey Lance. I think he is better than Mac Jones. All these quarterbacks at a big schools who have all these weapons, Tua, Mac Jones, who go to big schools, have all these weapons. That he had Waddle, he had Najee Harris to take the run game. He had this top of line. He had so much time in the pocket with Mac Jones. I don't see it translating to the NFL. Trey Lance, though, even though he doesn't have the highest floor, his ceiling is insane. If you've looked at his college highlights, his arm is a cannon. He can throw so far. He could become the next another Patrick Mahomes player who having a good scrimmage.
Let's calm down. not going to be Patrick Mahomes.
He had a better arm than Cam Newton did. Have you seen it? He has a cannon of an arm. And if he can get accuracy on that, he won't be Patrick Mahomes, but I could see him being a top quarterback in this league. His ceiling is so high. Caleb Farley, I'm going to the Denver Broncos. He, great player, as Andrew said, very fast. They did release A.J. Boye, so they're going to need someone to replace him on the other side of Michael.
O.J. Mudia.
Their secondary would be very good. I feel like they're going to trade away. I mean, not trade away. Let go. It's not the last year. Trade away Von Miller. So,
don't mean to interrupt you, but I also forgot about Bryce Callahan completely. He's top 10 corner this year. But I mean, that's a good fit.
OJ Moody will play slot, so he can stay there or develop Caleb Farley in the slot.
Need somebody else because of Boye's absence.
Yeah. All right. Next up at number 10, I have Pat Surtain. That Cowboys defense is – oh, my God. They have names. They have names. It's just they don't play well. They paid Jalen Smith all this money for him to make a tackle 6 yards downfield. I mean, that's why tackles is a misleading stat. That's my opinion on it. I know it's kind of off topic, but they need a defender here that will lock it up, and I feel that with the physicality from Surtain, that could really help this secondary. Is Chwabi Awuzie still on the team, yeah?
Chwabi Awuzie, yeah. Yes.
They have him, Trevon Diggs. Is Anthony Brown still there?
He is, yeah. But he's not. That's good.
Good. But still, if you think about it, they have a lot of cornerbacks. They could come out and run sort of a lot of cornerbacks and have like a dime or nickel look. And have Leighton Vander Esch, Jalen Smith out there. And I feel that would be a good scheme fit for their defense. But drafting Surtain's the good pick here. All right, let's hear the criticism from you guys.
I just want to touch on something that you talked about, especially the last two picks. You know, talking about Caleb Farley and Pat Surtain. And we're talking about all these corners. In the first round, you draft for upside and to get better. And I think, you know, with these two picks, both teams really get better than what they have currently. And I'm truly a strong believer of that with the quarterback. That's why I agree with you with the Trey Lance pick, because the upside that he has is just so much.
Huge.
His ceiling is where Teddy Bridgewater is at, or his floor is where Teddy Bridgewater is at right now, the second he steps in the league. So, you know.
Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater's ceiling, bro. That's beast. Mm-hmm. So, Owen, you want to go first now for pick 11?
Yeah, I'll do my 11 through 15 here. 11 here. I got the New York Giants going in with Devonta Smith here. I'm very high on Devonta Smith. I think he's really good. Well, obviously, he's on the Heisman, but anyways, 6'1", 175. I would like to see him put on some weight because he is pretty slim. The New York Giants, they honestly could contend for their division next year. That division, I don't know who.
Right now, I'd probably have Washington next year.
Yeah, Washington.
I'd probably put Washington if they can address their quarterback issue, but I feel like Devonta Smith here is the right pick for them. I feel like this is probably Daniel Jones' last year to prove that he can make it in the NFL, or at least he can make it on the Giants. So I feel like you try to put him in the best situation possible. You got Saquon back next year. You get Devonta Smith to add to your wide receiver core. I think this is a great pickup for them. 12 here. I have San Francisco going with Quiddy Pay.
Yep.
How do you say that? Yeah. Quiddy Pay, right? I think that San Francisco, they do need a quarterback. There's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks, but I've already had Fields off the board. I've had Wilson off the board, Trevor Lawrence off the board. The only quarterbacks that are left on the board at this point would be Trey Lance and Mac Jones. I'll keep saying it. I think he's trash. I think Mac Jones is trash. I could see them maybe going with Trey Lance here. I mean, I think Garoppolo, if he's healthy, he's obviously not that good of a quarterback. They almost won a Super Bowl with him. So I think, like, they kind of choke. So I feel like Jimmy G can get the job done. So I have them adding on to their defense here. 13, I have the Los Angeles Chargers going with Samuel Cosmi, offensive tackle. I feel like just at this point with the Chargers, I think the Chargers are going to be good next year. I feel like people are overreacting a little bit with how well Justin Herbert played. Some people are like, oh, he's going to win MVP next year. I don't think he's winning MVP next year. I think this team's going to be good. But I feel like their biggest need right now is offensive line. So I feel like they should go out and get another one here. But I don't know if I'd say they make the playoffs next year. I mean, the Chiefs obviously are going to win that division. The Broncos, I don't think the Broncos are going to be good. I don't think the Raiders are going to get better. So they'll probably finish second or third in that division, either them or the Raiders. But, yeah, 14, I have the Minnesota Vikings going with Elijah Vera Tucker. The Vikings, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of directions they could honestly go with this pick. I could honestly see him because, I mean, I don't think he'd fall this far, but I had him fall this far in my mock draft. Kyle Pitts is still on the board. Maybe they look into that and add on to that offense. But I felt like this was the best pick for them, available. So I went with Elijah Vera Tucker, number 15, the New England Patriots. I really want them to go and get a quarterback, but I think Bill Belichick is just too stubborn. I think he's going and, I think he's going to pick. I think this is honestly too big of a reach. He probably would trade this pick or pick some, like, another safety, but I have them going with Kyle Pitts here. I feel like at this point, like, anyone is better than what they have on that for a receiving core. I mean, their tight ends last year. I think they only had one tight end catch a touchdown last year, and it was Devin Asiasi against the Jets, right? I think that's their only touchdown. That team was, like, offensively, like, it was hard to watch. They need wide receivers or another tight end. So I think Kyle Pitts is the best player on the board at this point. 15.
All right, I have some stuff to say. I mean, have you had Waddle go yet, or is Waddle?
I think he had Waddle go to 7.
All right, good.
I had Waddle go 7 to Detroit.
Look, this may just be me. I think Devonta Smith isn't going to translate to the NFL. He was good in college, right? Yeah. But the thing is.
Yeah, he was really good. He kind of
that's
won
only Heisman. Because there wasn't a Ja'Marr Chase there. But and because, you know, Frick Waddle was injured. But if you look at it, he's what? 6'1". He's pretty.
6'1", 175. That's light as hell.
And he's not even that fast. He runs a 4.640. He was scared to give his height and weight away to people at the Senior Bowl. He didn't want to get tested. So I feel like there's something he's hiding. I feel like he's way too light to be a receiver, and he's going to try and put on the pounds. And he's not even that fast. Like, try and put him at the slot. He'll play fine, but he just doesn't have that speed to be a great slot receiver. And to be an outside receiver, he doesn't have the height, doesn't have the weight. He's going to get pressed, and he won't be able to get off the press. If he has a bigger cornerback on him, he's not going to have the speed to get off the press. He doesn't have the strength or height. He's going to get pressed, and I feel it's not going to translate to the NFL. Look, this may be a stretch. I think Bateman may even be better than him.
Oh, bro. Please. I'll tell you this right now. Devonta Smith gets in the weight room. Puts on 10 pounds. He gets up to 185. At that point, he's like the same size as Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson's 6'1", 195. And Justin Jefferson ran, what, a 4.45 or something like that? Something like that? I mean, if Devonta Smith runs a 4.6, I mean, that's a good amount slower. But, I mean, I just don't see how someone that talented, their game – after putting on a little extra weight doesn't translate. I'll say this right now. I think Devonta Smith is going to be the best.
Off of George, this is not a comparison at all. This is not a comparison at all. But just the dominance of Devonta Smith in college reminds me of the dominance that Tavon Austin had in college.
Oh my, yes. That's a great comparison.
Like, they're not the same player at all. Like, at all. Tavon Austin probably just could run 4-2. But just how they took over the game of football and how easy it was for them is insane.
Wait.
And
who was that?
Okay. Go ahead.
Who was that Jaguars wide receiver? Blackman.
Yeah, Julian Blackman. Or Justin Blackman.
Justin Blackman, amazing in college. Tore it up. Gets to the league.
It's a little different, though, because he got suspended because of drugs. But
wait, what did you say? Devonta Smith, his comparison? Or not his comparison. You just said Tavon it wasn't a comparison. What did you say his dominance was like? Tavon Austin was also
– yeah, I know. That's why I said like a 4-3. How they took over is just
–
I'm just saying if they're not – I feel like you can't make that as a valid argument if they're not the same player, because one's game could translate better than the other's. And Tavon Austin was also
– yeah.
Tavon Austin
was
tiny.
Well, he was fast as hell.
You look at the thing – okay, so I'm just going to tell you right now. I have the Giants going Devonta Smith, but the thing is – like, I think I'm kind of in the middle of George and Owen. I feel like they're on two separate sides, that Owen thinks that Devonta Smith is going to be best receiver and George thinks he's going to be terrible. I'm kind of in the middle. I think he'll be probably receiver 3. But Devonta Smith, like, you're talking about his weight and his slight frame. Marquise Brown, if he could catch the ball, like...
Oh, my.
I'm just saying. Bro, Marquise Brown. And, I mean, John Ross, you know... John Ross is actually pretty good. Or John Ross has a similar frame to Devonta Smith. So, I don't know. But Marquise Brown, it's difficult because Devonta Smith has a skill set that Marquise Brown does not. But Marquise Brown has speed that Devonta Smith does not. But purely off frame, you don't see Marquise Brown getting absolutely bullied. And if the Ravens were to use him correctly, like I feel like a team would use Devonta Smith correctly. You know, Devonta Smith is a great route runner and he has great hands. He just doesn't have a blazing 40 time. So I think he'll be perfectly fine. He cooked one of the best corners in this draft class, top six corner, Sean Wade, out of Ohio State. So I think he'll be fine. But I don't know. I think, yeah, I have them. I have the Giants going to Devontae Smith at 11. So, you want me to just go off that?
Are you?
Okay.
Sure, go. Yeah,
12,
yeah.
I have the San Francisco 49ers. This is probably my second favorite fit of the draft. I have them going Justin Fields, quarterback at Ohio State.
What?
If he falls to them, I would love this pick so much. He'd be. This is one of my favorite fits in the draft, just because of, like, it would be a perfect fit. Kyle Shanahan would, like, he would make the offense so easy for him. You got players like Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel, and George Kittle, and with behind a great offensive line and an incredible defense. This team's a playoff team, and is contending for the one seed and for a Super Bowl with Justin Fields. Like, this is just a perfect fit, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's true. You don't have to throw him in week one. Like, you could keep Jimmy G in for a while, and you could try to help him with his getting stuck on that first read. Like, you could fix that with him. And
if they get Justin Fields, cut him immediately. Jimmy G is trash.
Jimmy G is going to the Pats. He's going to the Pats. For a second, he's going to the Pats,
bro. If you don't want to rush Justin Fields onto the field, you have Josh Rosen that could get some time.
What's your problem?
He's Jimmy terrible. G. He single-handedly lost him that
terrible.
Super Bowl.
Terrible. He's the definition of a system quarterback. System quarterbacks in this league are good.
He also got them to that Super Bowl. He played a pretty big role.
He threw the ball 13 times against the Vikings in the divisional round.
He's a system quarterback. That's what you need him to do. If the Denver Broncos got Jimmy G, I feel like they'd be fine. The Alabama style offense they built around, they're just searching for that one system quarterback. Jimmy G or the Patriots. If he goes to the Patriots or Broncos,
Jimmy G's garbage, bro.
If he goes to the Patriots, he's screwed.
His careers go into the wasteland. They finish 7-9 again,
and they find themselves in the same situation.
Damien Harris, absolute legend.
Running back. I love my quarterback.
Yeah, you have Damien Harris. I know you Patriots much time.
Saw that a lot this year.
Hey, at least we don't have a running back.
Okay,
at least the running back
at quarterback. Last year, and win unanimous MVP.
That wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago. Last year, MVP was actually won by neither of them. It was actually for some
13. 13. I have the LA Chargers going Christian Darrisaw, offensive tackle, from Virginia Tech. You look at him and he looks like a monster. He is massive. He's 6'5", 315. Like, he's big. And he just looks like he bullies people, you know, just based off pure frame. He's good. He's good in pass coverage. Could improve, or not pass coverage, pass blocking. He gets it off the ball quick. He could be better in run blocking, but left tackle in an offense where Justin Herbert's your quarterback and Austin Eckler is mostly receiving back as your running back. You're going to be airing it out. So I think this is a perfect fit for the Chargers. 14, I have the Vikings going Rashawn Slater. Listed as a tackle from Northwestern. I think he'll play guard just because, he doesn't – he's a little bit on the smaller side for your franchise left tackle. And one red flag about him is, he played tackle all throughout his career. And people are translating saying, you can play guard. Oh, you can play center. He hasn't taken a snap at either of those positions. I think that you can put him at guard, but I don't know. The Vikings just need offensive line help, period. So you put him at guard, tackle, wherever. So I think this is a good fit for them. 15, I had the Patriots going receiver. I was this close. So there's two picks I was really debating about. One was defensive tackle Christian Barmore. I feel like that's just a Patriot pick. I think he's really good. Another one, which I feel like if I'm the Patriots, I hand in the card right away. And I say, give me Kadarius Toney, because with the playmakers that they had last year, it was atrocious.
Jacoby Myers is a beast.
He hasn't caught a single touchdown in his career.
700 yards.
So I have them going Jalen Waddle, but I would strongly consider Kadarius Toney above Jalen Waddle. But I do have the Patriots going Jalen Waddle. He's fast. He catches the ball. Not that good of a route runner compared to his colleague Devontae Smith, but you know, it is what it is. One red flag about Jalen Waddle, I'm not really concerned about the ankle injury at all. But I feel like his game might translate to a Marquise Brown or Henry Ruggs type of role in the NFL. You know, that's kind of, you know, wide receiver number two. I don't think Henry Ruggs would be very successful, and we haven't seen a lot from Marquise Brown, and that's what I'm worried about from Jalen Waddle, but we'll see. But I mean, Patriots just any weapon right. Patriots need.
Wait, before we move on, who'd you say was like the pick, like the safety pick?
Oh,
for like
Christian.
Did you
Barmore,
say you said some like DT or something? Yeah,
I think.
Oh yeah.
If the Patriots draft him, he's good.
He's good.
I would like that pick though, because that would be such a Patriots pick, especially if people like Jalen Waddle on the board. That would be such a Patriots pick.
Imagine like Trey Lance is still on the board. The Patriots.
No, I honestly, I was mocking that for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I really feel strongly that Christian Barmore is just a Patriots type player. So, all
right.
I mean, Andrew, we've talked about this a lot. Like the Patriots are not a flashy organization.
Cam Newton is the only flashy thing.
But I feel like,
let's be honest.
And he's not coming back. 99. It's like a there's like a 5% chance
maybe
he comes back.
He may come back like 10%. 10%.
I don't know. But like, I mean, I feel like at this point, like you lost Brady. Mm-hmm. Like you gotta make something happen. Like you can't just keep. I don't know. They're just frustrating to like deal with like all these defensive
picks.
That's true, picks.
But
like you gotta get out. You gotta get some offense
in free agency or something. And then also one quarterback that I would look out for the Patriots to get is
Jimmy G
in the draft. Jamie Newman from technically he's Georgia, but he never played a game at Georgia, so mm-hmm. Wake Forest. I think, you know, he obviously struggled in the Senior Bowl day to day, but he started off the Senior Bowl.
They had a meeting with him.
The scrimmage, the game. He kind of struggled a little bit throwing some interceptions. But, you know, I like him a lot. We didn't see him at all because he opted out this year. But, you know, I think, honestly, if he goes to the Patriots and they can get him in the third, even fourth round, that would be a pretty good pick. And it would kind of, you know, get the ball rolling for this franchise.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
I don't know. I don't see them. I honestly don't see them getting a quarterback. If they don't go quarterback in the first round, I don't think they go quarterback at all. I think
probably get Sam
Ellinger. The most likely scenario I would say is they pick someone.
They're getting
up in
Garoppolo.
George, if you want Garoppolo,
they have what the third
ahead.
Most. Like, they have the most third most salary cap.
All right. Wait, no. Listen to this take. All right. Brady versus Belichick in New England this upcoming season. Belichick is pissed that they won the Super Bowl, right? This is what he's thinking. You know what? I'm going to bring in your replacement and beat you.
It doesn't really
Angel
work
like
that because he's an Irish to release him. So.
No, they're going to trade for him. They're going to give a second rounder for him.
If they gave
us
a second rounder.
No, I'm honestly okay with that.
That would be terrible.
I'm okay. No. Wait, no, think about with all the Patriots' second-round picks, other than Kyle Duggar.
I don't think you're thinking.
Duggar,
yeah, they don't draft well, but you
terrible.
Could probably trade a fourth-rounder for Garoppolo, and that'll go through. The Niners don't want Garoppolo because they realize he's garbage.
The John Lynch said if he's healthy, he's their starter.
Everyone says that. The Jets are saying they're going to keep Sam Darnold.
Everyone says about their quarterback. It's called
raising the price.
True.
Yes.
True. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Houston's doing that. He's more than gone.
I'll go for my picks now. Surprise, surprise. Number 11, I got the New York Giants going Devonta Smith. As you know, I don't think highly of him, but the Giants need a receiver, and I think they're going to go Devonta Smith, even though I don't think that's who they should go or that's who they are going to go. All right. Next up, San Francisco 49ers. They're losing a ton of cornerbacks. They're losing Sherman. They're losing Verrett, who played well last year. Who's the other? Are they losing Mosley?
I think he's the only Emmanuel one that's staying.
They're losing everyone, right? They're even losing Jaquiski Tartt, good safety. So their secondary's gone. I see them either going Trevor Moore
way too high,
or J.C. Horn. But I have them going J.C. Horn, but I could see either pick.
George, you're trolling Horn's at this a good point. Pick.
Javon Moehrig, though, is Jason,
I was saying, I'm saying I could see them getting him, but most likely they're going to go J.C. Horn here because they need
I don't mind that pick. Horn, I think that's a good pick.
I think
he's a good corner match. Not as good as they need the position, though. So then maybe they trade down, but we're not trading down in this draft class. I mean, this mock draft. Yeah. So. Next up with the Chargers, they're going to let go of Hunter Henry, and they're going to draft Kyle Pitts here. Hunter Henry got tagged last year. I think it was on a podcast. He said, I don't know where I'm going to get signed. If the Chargers pay the money, I'll go back or something like that. I feel like the Charger with his production last year, he was all right. His production isn't good enough to pay him another franchise tag top five tight end in the league type money. He's going to be released. Yeah. He'll go somewhere. They're going to draft Kyle Pitts, get another weapon for Herbert. That offense is going to be super explosive. And if they do the trade for Orlando Brown, though, and do trade this pick away, they could most likely get another tight end later on. All right, next up, we got the Minnesota Vikings. With their lack of pass rush, they need to go Gregory Rousseau here. Gregory Rousseau will fit perfect on the opposite side of Danielle Hunter. Like, if you remember, a couple of years ago, that Minnesota defense was disgusting. You had Xavier Rhodes. You had Harrison Smith. You had Eric Kendricks. You had Anthony Barr. And then you had Linval Joseph, Danielle Hunter. What's the last one? Everson Griffin. That defense was explosive, disgusting. Mike Zimmer needs to bring that back if he wants to keep his job. If they can get Gregory Rousseau out of Miami, that would be a great pick. Last thing, New England Patriots, we got Jalen Waddle. Patriots haven't had much luck with any wide receivers. N'Keal Harry sucks. All right, he played terrible. Jacoby Myers, he stood out. He had a pretty good season. keep talking. He stood out. He stood out. With the late round pick he was, I feel like he was a pretty good. But with a pick with like Waddle here, that could revamp this offense and bring it back to where it was. Do you guys just want me to go to the next picks again? Or the next one? All right. Let me scroll down. Why isn't it not scrolling down? Oh, great.
I can do it.
My Google Doc froze. Let me refresh. Okay. Oh, no. Wait, no, we're good. We're good. All right. Arizona, 8-8. I got them going Rashawn Slater here. Good tackle. I feel like even though he is a tackle, they could move him to guard. Offensive linemen are very
versatile.
Movable. Or I know that's not a word. Versatile. Thank you. He could go play guard. Center would be a push. I don't know about that, but I think it could happen where he could just move into guard or play tackle, wherever Arizona needs him. Las Vegas Raiders. Their pass rush has been very bad. The only decent pass rusher they have on their team is is Mad Max. Max Crosby, beast. Everyone else isn't that good. Maurice Hurst was all right. Clint Farrell, I feel like he's a bust. Quiddy Pay here, that's a good pick. If they can get a pass rush and maybe later on get a linebacker like Dylan Moses or something along those lines, Nick Kowalski, that defense would be good. Derek Carr having all the protection in the world. Josh Jacobs, that could be a playoff team. Miami Dolphins with their second pick, they're going to want some more protection for Tua. I could see the Miami Dolphins kind of building, I don't know why I'm comparing it to this, but an Alabama-style offense like he was in, where everything is built around him. They just need a system quarterback who's decent enough at throwing the ball to get the ball there. He'll get all the time in the pocket, have all these weapons, just get the ball there and you'll be done. No pressure. We'll protect you with six, maybe a tight end. You'll be good. Just throw the ball and get it there. At 19, I have Mac Jones.
Mad
now,
Mac.
Now, this pick, if Mad Mac. Mad Mac and cheese.
Mackie Poo.
All right. Mac Jones, system quarterback. That's my feeling about it. We don't have to go in depth. Scary Terry, Steven Sims. Is that his name? I've seen some weird stuff where it's his name.
Well,
is
they have
different.
Steven
it's
Sims
Steven
and Cam
Sims, right?
Sims. Cam Sims is like a 6'3", 6'4", receiver who is like a 30 receiver out of Alabama. And Steven Sims is a slot receiver.
Oh, they have two different. Yeah. All right, I get confused. But they have some weapons. They have Logan Thomas, who played pretty well last year. They had Gibson, too. They have, if they could get a good quarterback, Terry was going to be a top five receiver in the league. If he's been out there throwing with Haskins, Alex Smith, Taylor Heineke, all these low to mediocre quarterbacks. If they can get him, that would be a good pick right there. And I feel
I just
want
to say a quick thing about Cam Sims. He caught nine all passes right. throughout his entire career at Alabama, and now he's on an NFL team.
I don't understand that those stats. Like, how, like, in NBA, like, a bench player got drafted fifth or sixth overall to the Bulls. Or all that stuff. Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. All right, my last pick, Chicago Bears. A-Rob is probably going to leave. He hasn't had good quarterbacks anywhere he goes. He's going to probably want to take maybe a lesser contract to get with a decent quarterback to give him some stats. And so that means – Rashawn Bateman is going to go to the Chicago Bears. He's a good fit there. Darnell Mooney, him, can light it up there. Dave Montgomery, that will be a good offense. So we just need to find a quarterback.
All right, 16. Ooh. I have the Cardinals going J.C. Horn. I think that's a good fit. He's a good physical corner, about 6'1". So, you know, he's got good size. 17, I have the Las Vegas Raiders going Gregory Rousseau, edge out of Miami. Massive dude. Incredibly athletic. Doesn't have a lot of pass rush moves to his bag, but, you know, development's going to be key. The opt-out this year, I think, really hurt him. But, you know, he's a Raider at heart. It just seems like it's a Gruden pick. I have the Miami Dolphins going Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, joke, linebacker Notre Dame. He's basically JOK the Joker.
Wow.
That's what they call him. He's basically a safety playing linebacker, incredibly athletic. He was covering people in the slot. He's covering slot receiver.
Kind of like a worse Isaiah Simmons.
I think you can make a case that he might be better than Isaiah Simmons. He is incredibly athletic. He can sack the quarterback. He makes tackles in the backfield, covers slot receivers, can
very
play
versatile.
Deep if you really need him to. If you want to run a Tampa 2, he can drop back and play middle third. I mean, it's just like he's incredibly versatile, and he would be a perfect chess piece for Brian Flores. 19, I have the Washington football team going Samuel Cosmi. I do believe that they will land Orlando Brown by trading this pick to the Ravens. I think Orlando Brown would be a perfect scheme fit, but if they can't land him, then Samuel Cosmi's like consolation because he's really good. A little bit undersized, but He's great in pass protection. Could be a little bit better in run blocking, but still really good. 20, I have the Chicago Bears going Rashad Bateman, who I think has potential to be the best receiver at his class. I would compare him to an Allen Robinson, great route runner, can play in the slot, good hands, can make jump ball, contested catches. Isn't the fastest guy, but still gets the job done. I think he's going to be really good.
I don't really have any comments to make about the picks. All makes sense.
No, I'm ready, George? For you to go. Let's hear it, Owen.
All right. At 16, I have the Cardinals going with J.C. Horn. I feel like their offense is going to look pretty good next year. But I feel like at this point, you just add on to your defense and you make a run for the playoffs. At 17, I have the Raiders. I was kind of stuck on this pick for a while because I don't really know what the Raiders are going to look like next year because the Chargers are going to be better. So I don't know if they're going to be in playoff contention. But I have them going with Christian Barmore. I don't really have anything to say about this pick. I feel like this is just a best on the board pick at this point. So yeah, at 18, I have the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to get this wrong.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I feel like the Miami Dolphins are going to be pretty competitive. In their division next year, probably going to finish second again. And I think they probably will make the playoffs. I feel like at this point, you're just adding on pieces. I think they're going to have a chance to draft extremely well here. And I feel like just adding another linebacker to the roster is going to make them even better. 19, Washington football team. I have them at this point. I don't know if he'd be on the board. Probably not, but I have Trey Lance on the board, so I have them going with Trey Lance. I feel like I feel like if they landed Trey Lance, they win that division. But I feel like Trey Lance is everything they could ask for with the 19th pick. And yeah, but if Trey Lance isn't available here, I see them going Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. But speaking of Mac Jones, at pick 20, I have the Chicago Bears going with Mac Jones. I feel like Trubisky, his time is done, and I just don't see Foles being a starting quarterback anymore. So I have Mac Jones going here.
I agree with most of what you're saying. Are you guys okay if I go again, or what do you like, guys? Go first. All right. Indy Colts.
Go for it.
I'm going to be honest. They have a solid team all around. So other than they even have a quarterback now who they've obtained for a pretty good pick. To be honest, I think they're a 4-3, correct? 3-4. If they could move, I feel if they got
Barmore,
Christian Barmore, right? Put him in. Sorry, not good with names. But if they could move – what's Buckner. His name? Shoot, I'm blanking. Yes,
George.
Thank you. Buckner back to the end, how he was in San Francisco. 3-4, that would be a good-ass D-line. And even with they have Bobby Okereke, they have Darius Leonard. All of these linebackers who are good, that's defense is just going to keep going higher and higher. All these young, good players on rookie contracts, they even had that safety, Julian Blackmon, beast. But I think that is who they're going to go. Next pick, Tennessee Titans. They had an absolutely atrocious pass rush. Jadeveon Clowney didn't really show expectations. He wants to go back. I don't know if that's going to happen. Harold Landry III, young player. He got 6 sacks, which isn't that bad. But I feel like they're still going to need another pass rusher. And if they can get Aziz Ojulari, did I pronounce that correct? Ooh. That pass rush will be so good for them. If they could have 2 good pass rushers on both sides coming in, that would be a great pick and a great idea for them. Good defensive scheme. But if I'm being honest, I could also see them going tackle here. with what happened with Isaiah Wilson saying, I'm done being a Titan.
Ryan Kelly.
Literally a waste of a first-round pick. Didn't even play. Right? Didn't even play it. Ryan Kelly did play well, but Next up, with the next pick for the New York Jets from the Seattle pick, Zaven Collins. Their linebackers last year, I know I use this word a ton, but they were atrocious. Is CJ Mosley still have a contract there? It was 2 years, right? His contract?
I think he has one more year left. So he signed a 3-year, a 4-year, $87 million one more year deal or something absurd like that.
Oh. Still, the defense they run, they're going to need another linebacker there. And I feel like Zaven Collins fits that off-ball linebacker position very well for this Jets team. The Jets, obviously, they have a decent D-line with Quinnen Williams and that. They also have a decent saving in Marcus May, and Ashton Davis actually played pretty well. I was surprised. The safety out of Cal. Cornerbacks and Brian Poole played all right. They can get him. That's going to be a defense on its way up. A young defense that could be potentially going up. With the Pittsburgh Steelers pick, I have them going Tevin Jenkins.
Yep.
Did I pronounce that correctly? Yeah. He's a right tackle pick that obviously Pittsburgh Steelers won. They lost Pouncey. Their O-line is not what it used to be. If they can revamp that, kind of get it back going, having a strong O-line, maybe they can keep Big Ben and keep him in that QB position. With the 25th pick, Jacksonville is going Trevor Moehrig. Correct, right?
Yeah. I've been telling you this for 30 minutes now.
Trevon Moehrig. All right. He's the best safety out of this draft class, out of TCU. Could be a great pick for this Jaguars team. They're going to need some help on that defense, which is not looking so bright other than Josh Allen and Miles Jack. Telvin Smith is not playing, right? He's done with football? Or was he just out? Yeah. He was a good backer, but there he goes.
There was something and where something with his wife. And
Trevor. Ah, whatever.
Yeah. I think he got arrested.
He was a good player, though. Good pass coverage backer.
Don't quote me on it. I think he did.
All right. Well, that's who I have going.
Who's going here?
Yeah, I'll be going. All right. 21, I have the Indianapolis Colts replacing Anthony Costanzo with Liam Eckenberg, offensive tackle, Notre Dame.
Eckenberg?
I think he's a good fit for this offense and how they kind of run things. He kind of fell down. He kind of fell a little bit. Yeah, he kind of fell a little bit this season, his draft stock. But I think he still is a good fit. Titans, I have going Kwity Paye, who in my opinion is the best edge rusher in this class. I think this is a much-needed pick for them. As they had one of the worst pass rushes in the league, and they had the 31st defense and still made the playoffs. So imagine what they could do, with a top 15 defense. I have the Jets. This is another one of my favorite picks. Not even picks, just one of my favorite prospects. Just because he's so exciting to watch. I have the Jets going Kadarius Toney, wide receiver out of Florida. I think this is a perfect fit. You get Zach Wilson with a guy who can stretch the field like Kadarius Toney. And then Denzel Mims, and, he's 6'3", so this is a perfect match for the Jets and how, explosive this offense could be. And Robert Saul is going to have that defense coach up, so imagine what they can do with an explosive offense. 24, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers going Tevin Jenkins, offensive tackle, Oklahoma State. The Steelers had Chuma Okikafor or something like that. I don't even know how to pronounce it, but he was this temporary. So you get a sure thing at right tackle. And if you really believe, the Steelers cannot miss this window. They had the best defense last year, and there's nothing stopping me from believing they're going to have the top 3 defense next year. You got to really take advantage of this Super Bowl window that you have. I don't even know, if they don't improve the offensive line and figure out what's going on with Big Ben and the receivers, they might not even, make the playoffs. Who knows? They had no offense the second half of the year. 25. I have the Jaguars going Trevon Moehrig, safety out of TCU. Hands down the best safety in the class. Super athletic. And I think this is a great fit for the Jaguars.
I liked most of those picks. I just don't think I think the Super Bowl window's closed for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's all I'm gonna add to that. I think Big Ben's just
but they got Dwayne Haskins. I think they should move on. DH Simba.
He's gonna bring him to a Super Bowl.
the GOAT.
All right, 21, Indianapolis Colts. I have them. You got to protect your new quarterback. I got them going with Christian Dersa. I feel like – I mean, their own line is already good. I think they just add on to it a little bit more, finish it out. I could also see them going with maybe another wide receiver here just because, you know, you want to help out Wentz as much as possible. So, And they're going to be in the playoffs next year, so might as well just try to make the offense as good as possible. 22, this is one of my favorite picks I have for any team. I have the Tennessee Titans going with Gregory Rousseau. I feel like he's going to be really good in the NFL, and I feel like him landing on a team like the Tennessee Titans would just be a perfect fit for him. 23, I have a somewhat similar pick to Andrew. I have, position-wise, I have another wide receiver. I have Rashad Bateman going here. But I really like a wide receiver pick from the Jets here because I feel like at this – I honestly don't think their defense is that bad. I just feel like at this point, you just try to get as much offensive firepower as possible to help this team win football games. 24, I think – I don't know what the Steelers do here because their defense is going to be really good next year, so I don't think they do anything with their defense, but I don't think they go wide receiver here because they already have Claypool and they
Deontay Johnson.
I don't know if Juju – I don't know if Juju – I don't think Juju comes back next year.
He's not.
I think he'll go to Jets or Chargers.
Jags, which I can see.
Good. Yeah, I was gonna say I see him going. I see him going out to LA. I don't know. His personality just seems he's gonna go to LA.
Yeah, with all the TikTokers.
I see him out there. I have them going with 24. I have them going Najee Harris here. I feel like James Conner. He's just trash, and he won't be back next year. So yeah, I have the Steelers going Najee Harris here, and then to end off my. List here, end off this section here, 25. I have the Jaguars going with Tevin Jenkins. I feel like at this point, you got your quarterback, you just got to protect them. And I feel like this is the best offensive tackle on the board. So you got him.
All right, George, you want to just go through last seven? You want to close this off?
All right, sure. I will close this off. I will do that for you guys. All right, next pick. We got the Cleveland Browns. They actually played surprisingly well for me. They
probably
should have
beat the Chiefs.
Almost actually beat the Chiefs.
Couple calls and
and Tyreek Hill being Tyreek Hill on that fourth down. But Cleveland Browns, I could see them if Morig doesn't get picked. They could use that safety because
they had Ronnie Harrison.
Was it Andrew Senhao who started? That doesn't look like a very hot safety.
They have
that LSU safety though, which I see. Trevor Morig and Grant Delpit, that would be pretty good. But I see them going Nick Bolton here as a linebacker. Their linebacking core right now isn't the best. Who's that guy who got the
Now Mac Wilson's their linebacker.
I don't know. He's good. I believe in him, but if they could get a 4-3 outside linebacker like Nick Bolton.
Yeah, Nick Bolton's or someone, one of the inside.
Another middle linebacker.
But I think he's a really good fit.
Another inside. He would just be able to fit well on their team with the pass rush that Garrett and even Olivier Vernon are putting on. Mm-hmm. And Larry Ogunjobi played well this year, correct? Yeah. That a linebacker like him would be able to help well. Baltimore Ravens. I know you are not very fond of this pick, Andrew, but I see them going
Terrence Marshall. First of all, it's Terrence, but yeah.
Terrence Marshall, he's good. He's a good receiver.
Wait, where do you have him going? 20? Do you say him going 27? 27
Ravens, yeah.
I'm so sorry, Terrence, if you're hearing this podcast by 11th graders, I'm so sorry. All right, well, he's a good fit there. With all the receivers they have, they're going to let go of Sneed.
They're not going to cut Duvernay, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, hell no. He's in his second year. Duvernay. Or he's going to be in his second year.
Who?
They won't cut Boykin because
he's done. Who is that other receiver they had?
He's not even making that much.
I'm not thinking.
They don't need him. Deion Kane's the GOAT.
He's a good fit there, a good number one receiver. All right, stop it. But whatever. Maybe then Marquise Brown could actually do something, being able to play in his natural state of the slot receiver and not having to be outside. I could see him actually playing pretty well. If they could get an outside receiver when he's not forced to play out there,
well during
being
stretch,
in the slot would during do something good for him. Season. Yeah. Next up, have Jason Away. Is that correct? Spell check. All right. Speech check. All right. Because Trey Hendrickson, I love him. I love his play style. He played so well this year. So well. 13 and a half sacks. And some people still don't know who he is. He's going to definitely go get some big money in free agency. I believe it. Or maybe someone to develop him like the Panthers. I would like to see that. Jason Away would be a great kind of put in there, get a younger player on a smaller contract because of the situation they're in with all that cap. They're going to have to rebuild without Breeze and all that. They're probably going to have to cut a ton of people, maybe even trade away people. I don't know. Next up, Packers receivers played really well this year. Valdez-Scantling, I'm going to be honest, he played well. In that last game, wasn't he the one who got a deep ball?
Yeah, but during the season, he was also the one that would burn the team and then drop the ball, so.
That's why they need Kadarius Toney. Great scheme fit right here. Another receiver to get the pressure off of Davante Adams and get the ball to him. And with the loss of Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon's going to step up. That offense is going to be explosive. I know you guys don't believe in AJ Dillon, but that kid. Thank you, LaFleur. That coach, guess who he was before? Where he was before? With Derrick Henry running that offense. Looked for a strong power back. That's AJ Dillon for you. They're going to let go of Jamal Williams and
Aaron Jones.
What's the other guy? All right, I'm not thinking well right now. Aaron Jones.
You're only going to make three more picks. You got this.
That offense is going to be good. Bills. They had three more picks. All right. Bills tackles played really well this season. Deion Dawkins. Forget the other guy's name. Wait, let me pull it up. He played really well. Darrell Williams. But the thing is with Darrell, last year of the contract, he's going to ask for a lot of money. So that means they're going to have to draft Sam Cosmi at 30. Good pick. I like it. Their offense can still be throwing deep, having good protection for Josh Allen. That's going to be good. Chiefs pick. After a outrageous display of football in the Super Bowl, they're going to want some new cornerbacks. They had their one good cornerback was a rookie last year. The rest are absolute buns. Literally, the only way they could play defense is with holding, and they only got away with that because they have King Patrick Mahomes on their team. But in the Super Bowl, they finally called it. Asante Samuel Jr. out of FSU. If they can get him, he's a good, fast, man-to-man corner that will really help out that defense that got absolutely destroyed by Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. My last pick. The Buccaneers are going to be losing, most likely, JPP. He had a great season. He's not going to be there anymore. Joseph Asai is going to fit right into that spot.
Texas.
Right there. good player out of Miami, correct? Yeah? No. Texas. Ooh, I'm an idiot. He's going to be a good fit there. They'll get another Super Bowl run. If they can get all right, that defense.
I'm going to close it out. Go you're good. None that really stand out.
No.
All right. Any oppositions?
Quick now, or these, no? This is my favorite part of the draft. This is where I get to, you know. I just love it. Yeah. All right.
Get a little crazy.
26, I have the Cleveland policy Browns picks. Going Jalen Phillips, edge Miami. Yeah, crazy. He has potential to be the best edge rusher in this class. Injury is definitely a concern. He was forced into retirement because of concussions and then transferred to Miami. UCLA made him retire, and then he transferred to Miami. Had a great year. 27, I have the Baltimore Ravens going as he's Ojulari, edge from Georgia. Unbelievable athleticism and bend around the edge. Exactly what the Baltimore Ravens need, especially with the predictable with departure of Matthew Judon and possibly Yannick Ngakoue. 28, I really like this fit a lot. The Saints, I have them getting Zaven Collins, linebacker from Tulsa. I think Sean Payton can use him very creatively. He can rush the passer, but he's also very good in pass coverage. Better, you know, 4-3 scheme fit, which is perfect for the Saints. It can kind of fill DeMario Davis's spot when he retires. 29, I have the Green Bay Packers. This is my favorite fit of the draft. I have the Green Bay Packers going, and this is my sleeper of the draft too, Elijah Moore, wide receiver out of Ole Miss. I like this pick a lot. Wow. Elijah Moore is a little bit, you know, on the smaller side. He's 5'9", 184, crazy speed. He actually can make contested catches, you know, fairly well for his height. He's really good. He's a little raw as a route runner, but he's a really good deep threat. So that provides a lot of versatility for the Packers. 30, I have the Buffalo Bills getting Nick Bolton with the departure of Matt Milano. He can kind of step up. And, you know, I think this is a good fit for the Bills. He's good in pass coverage, which Tremaine Edmonds is not, and that ultimately led to, you know, Patrick Mahomes torching them. 31, I have the Chiefs going Elijah Vera Tucker, guard at a USC. Chiefs obviously need offensive linemen after what happened in the Super Bowl. And 32, closing out my mock draft 1.0, Christian Barmore, defensive lineman, Alabama. I think this is just a great fit. I don't see the Bucks, you know, they don't really need anything, so.
All right.
Yeah.
So I feel like Sue's going to leave, so he could be a good
fit. All right. 26 Cleveland Browns. I have them going with Azeez Ojulari.
Ojulari. Correct.
I mean, I don't really – I kind of – this – towards, like, the end, I kind of struggled with picking people just because, you know, most of these teams are pretty, like – there's not much they need at this point, and all these teams, 26 through 32, are going to be playoff teams next year. Maybe not the Saints, depending on what goes on with them, but yeah. I have them going with Azeez Ojulari. 27, Ravens, I have them going with Zaven Collins, linebacker. I think this just adds on more to their defense. I think this is a great pick for them. 28, New Orleans Saints. I think the Saints are going to be a mess next year, but I have the Saints going with Jalen Phillips, edge for Miami. I think that, I don't know. I feel like they could go, I think they could go wide receiver here too, because Michael Thomas is probably gone, but I have them going with Phillips. 29, I have the Packers going with
Hello, Owen?
No, I can't. I think you cut out.
Is it me who lagged out, or was that just... All right, I guess, Owen, you're going to...
Well, that concludes our mock draft.
I guess that's where we're going to end it here.
If, you know, we'll get his picks and put them on Instagram. A quick shout out. Yeah.
We'll tell you guys. We're gonna be doing a lot more podcasts.
Let us know if you want us to do. Like,
if I had a nickel every time we said that.
Possible off seasons for different teams, more mock drafts, depth in mock drafts, like three rounds.
I think we should do
possible
that.
Scout
off season for each team. Yeah. Day three, day twos, scouting on players, anything you guys want. We got the off season covered. We're gonna be looking in depth on the draft. I can't wait till the draft. The draft is just so fun. Like, I know it's.
Can't wait to project my boy Dwayne Eskridge going somewhere.
Like, last year, day three picks. Yeah. Day one.
Colorado State.
Dwayne Eskridge. All right. Kyle, whoever gets stuck with Kyle Trask. I can't wait to see Hunter Long out of BC breakout. That's gonna be fun. But, all right, guys. Make sure to follow our Instagram. And tell people about our podcast, you know? Mm-hmm. Best podcast, best football podcast.
All right.
Better than all the other ones.
Bye.
Come on.